Parshas Nisadin. This week is the last Shabbos of the year. Okay, Tovshin Pei Aleph. It's the last Shabbos of Tovshin Pei Aleph with Hashem. Monday night is a new year. And Hafech Lafech Ladukulaba Parshas Nitzavim is always read on the last Shabbos of the year. Sometimes it's Nitzavim Vayelech. This year it's not. This year it's a short leaning. It's only one parasha, Parshas Nitzavim. We divide into parashas. I remember one year, not so long ago, it was Nitzav Yelech, and I leaned. And I don't know, I thought we leaned two parashas. So I was leaning, and I come to shame, and I keep on going. And he said, stop. I said, what do you mean stop? What do you mean stop? You keep on going all the way. And then I said, uh-oh, we're only laying one parasha?
I had a situation where there was a Balkori that they were paying and he only prepared
one parashah.
And when he realized in the middle of the way after he started, they told him to stop, that it was only, I mean, he stopped too early.
Too early.
And he said, what? So when he got, he said he didn't know, he was a youngster. So I had to get up and lay Pekudei.
Okay, it was very embarrassing. It was very embarrassing, but there's only one parasha. Parashas Nitzavim Nisik. Now, this always is read regardless if it's one parasha, two parashas, but it's always read before Rosh Hashanah. And all the commentators are all come together and they said the first pasuk Hafech Hafech with the Kula, but the first pasuk alludes to Rosh Hashanah. Every time it says in Tanakh the word Hayoyim, not every time, but very very often, whenever it says the word Hayoyim, refers to the Yoim HaGodol, the day of days, the day, the Hei HaYidia. What is the day of days? The first day of the year, Rosh Hashanah. And it's alluding that we are going to soon be standing, Atem, you, Nitzavim HaYoim, on the day of Rosh Hashanah. You're all going to be standing on Rosh Hashanah, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, before Hashem. And that includes everyone, Rosh Hashem, you're the heads of the people, the leaders, Shifteichem. It's one term. Rosh Eichem Shifteichem, the Roshim of the Shavuotim. Rashi says, Rosh Eichem LeShifteichem. The two words are read together. The chop also goes together. The heads of your tribes, Zigmechem of Kalman. After Rosh Eichem Shifteichem. Rosh Eichem Shifteichem, Zigmechem, your elders, the Shoytreichem, your officers, Kol Ish Yisrael. Then it goes on. Tapchem, the children. Yeshechem, your wives, the Geruch Hashem, the Geruch Machanecha, and then come the two very mysterious words, which all of the commentators love to darshan. Mechaytev Eitzecha Ad She'ev Menecha. From the people who chop wood, the wood choppers, and the water drawers, the water carriers, those who draw the water. And according to the sequence of the pasuk, we would assume that this is the lowest level. This is the lowest social
rank
in society, because we start off with the Roshim of the Shavatim, the Zekeinchem, the Zekeinim, the Shoitrim, then the children, the Noshim, the Geirim, and then the very end we have those who chop wood and draw water. What do you mean? There are some Rashi yeshivas that are wood choppers and water drawers. So what does it mean to be a why at the end? So Rashi explains this refers to Jews, this refers to what we call the Gerim Gerurim. I think that's the term the Gemara uses, which means people who really should not be part of Klal Yisrael, but because of circumstance, they push their way into the Jewish people. Rashi tells us the story, Lalamed Malamed Shabohu Kenanim Lehiskayer Bimei Moshe. They were Kenanim. A Kenani is not to be accepted, is not to be accepted in Klal Yisrael, especially if they're not sincere. And it's a very complicated sugya of if you accept Gerim from the Kenanim, how all that works. But they were given instructions, either get out of here, leave the land, or be observe at least the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. And they said, no, we don't want to do none of the above. And what they did was they dressed up as if they were living in some foreign land or some other planet, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu dressed up in costumes and in clothing that's not native to the land, and dust on their feet, and they said, we heard about the incredible miracles that have happened for the Jewish people. we want to make a peace treaty with you. We want to give you gifts. And we're like, yeah, fine. You have some Eskimos coming from the North Pole, mm-hmm. some Indians coming from America, and the Cabo Ponte. Why not? A photo op. And Moses, they made a nice treaty. They signed some documents. Okay, they go away. And then the Klal Yisrael, they come and they enter into Eretz Yisrael, and they say to the Canaanim, get out. This is our land. Or become a ger toishav. You have to observe the Zayin mitzvahs. And they said, no such thing. We're not doing nothing. So Moshe said this, and they said, okay, we'll just kill you then. We'll kill you. So they said, no, you're not. The United Nations will never. We have the documents. Look, they take out the treaty. I said, where'd you get this from? You signed this, Moshe. You yourself signed it. What do you mean? I signed that with the Eskimos and with the Indians, not with the Canaanim. Ha ha! We fooled you. We were dressed up. We dressed up with a Purim spiel. We dressed up, and now there's nothing you can do because on the world stage, in the United Nations, and in the media, in Google and Facebook and Twitter, they are going to
take it off.
Okay, he's gonna take it off. They fooled these people, fooled Moshe Rabbeinu.
How can he fool Moshe Rabbeinu? He didn't have Ruach HaKodesh, if that makes no sense.
You can fool people who have Ruach HaKodesh. You see, you're saying a very profound idea. Just because you have Ruach HaKodesh, you can be fooled. The Chofetz Chaim was fooled. Chofetz Chaim, they published Yerushalmi.
Yitzchak was fooled,
right? What more do you want than that? Yitzchak didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. Yitzchak thought it was Esav that he was giving the brachas to.
That's why he was so afraid of, because he thought he was, you know,
in contemporary times.
The Torah says, "Shochet Yaveh Reinitz
Hanikov." Gave him some food. Look, the Chofetz Chaim in our times, okay, not so long ago, the Chofetz Chaim was fooled. He gave his Haskama on the Talmud Yerushalmi of Kachem. Someone could have found the manuscript of Talmud Yerushalmi and Kachem, and the Chofetz Chaim gave his Haskama, and it was a fraud. Okay, there are many. Shabsai Tzvi. You know how many Gedolei Yisrael were fooled by Shabsai Tzvi?
Yeah.
Many of the biggest, they were right. Fooled by. Oh, but they have Ruach HaKodesh. No, you're saying talk very true. It can happen. Moshe Rabbeinu, for whatever reason, he was fooled, and he signed with them a treaty, and then he said, and Moshe Rabbeinu, he was unable, because it would have been, like, even though technically speaking, he could have killed them all, but it would have been considered in the eyes of the world a crime, because they did have a treaty, and no one wanted to believe the truth. The truth is always hard to find in this world, and it would have been viewed as a chilul Hashem. Okay, this is a whole drush in and of itself, this parsha of the year, what happened over here, and therefore there had no choice but to allow them to remain in the land and to live and do what they wanted, but Moshe was able at least to punish them to the degree where they became servants for the Jewish people, and they became the water carriers and the woodchoppers.
What about the Novir Kahanim also, I think they were...
No, that's a different story. That's a whole different story.
Okay,
and also you have the Givonim.
But did they have
the Givonim? Yeah, the Givonim, they served. The Givonim, that was Yoshua. The Givonim, yes, they served. Yes. They were servants for Noiv Ir HaKoyim. When Noiv was destroyed, they lost their jobs. They went right, different yeah. story. So this is fine. That's who these people are. Right. The people, the Pshutoi Shel Mikra. Always have to start with Pshutoi Shel Mikra. We have a long list of people that are enumerated that are going to stand din on Rosh Hashanah. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Who does that include? The ganz Klal Yisrael, from top to bottom, from the Rosh Shifteichem, the Rosh, all the way down to people who really should not even be part of Klal Yisrael. They pushed their way in illegally, but the bottom line is they're here. We have to deal with them. The Choytev Eitzim and the Shoyvei Mayim, they're also part of Klal Yisrael. Look, that is this is go from the top to the bottom. However, there are many, many darshan have come along and given some very interesting ideas as to explain what these last two words are. And I heard something yesterday new. Someone told us news, and I was very, very fascinated with this. And he said that the Choytev Eitzim refers to Avraham Avinu. Why does the Choytev Eitzim? Yitzchak said to his father Avraham, Hinei ho'esh v'ho'eitzim. Ayei hasel lo'oilo. Avraham, you have eitzim. Where did Avraham get the eitzim? He chopped the wood himself, Avraham Avinu. He chopped the wood to bring Yitzhak to the Akedah. Who are the Shohim? I don't have a chance to look up the pasuk, but in the story of Pinchas and Har HaKarmel. Pinchas and Har HaKarmel. Who is it? It's really Eliyo. Eliyo. Eliyo b'Har HaKarmel, not Pinchas. Eliyo, Pinchas Eliyo. Eliyo b'Eliyohu and Har HaKarmel. What did he do? Im labal l'chu achrav, im la'ashem l'chu achrav. He told them, okay, bring a par, and I'll bring a par. And you know what? My par, I'm gonna soak it in water. Then you bring your par, your wood. Eliyo took the wood, and it says there in the pasuk, I don't know the pasuk off the tip of my tongue, but he drew an abundance, an enormous amount of water, and he soaked the wood in water in order that to show the miracle that when the Eish min hashamayim. Asking outside to go down the hall. That when the Eish when the Eish Menashemayim would come down, it will burn the wood and everything there, even though it was thoroughly soaked in water. Who was the one who drew the water? Eliyo himself. He went through the effort of drawing water from the well in order to soak the wood in water, that the miracle should be even greater, that the Eish Min HaShem will come down and show, get the Baal, is all nonsense. Now, who is Avraham? So therefore, when it says here in the pasuk, everyone over here is standing today, you have the Roshechem, L'Shevtechem, Zignechem, Shedrechem, Kol Ish, Yisrael, Tavchem, Shechem, Ger HaShem, Kimechanecha, and you know who's standing here today also? Avraham Avinu is standing here, and Eliyahu is standing here. Who is Avraham? He's the first. Avraham Avinu is our patriarch. Elokei Avraham. It all started with Avraham. Who is the end? Hine Anoichi Shaleach Lochem Eis Eliyo Hanavi. Lifnei Bo Yoim Hashem HaGadol VaHamelach. The last Jew to arrive on the scene, Lifnei the Yoim HaGadol, the last is Eliyo. I'm going to send you Eliyo Lifnei Bo Yoyim Hashem. The Yoyim Hashem means it's curtains, it's all over. The world has reached its shleimus. And who's going to come right before that? The last person to enter onto the stage? Eliyo Hanavi, to get us ready. So what is the pasuk now telling us over here then? The day of Rosh Hashanah, the Yoyim, Atem Nitzavim HaYoyim of Rosh Hashanah, is not just a judgment for now. Tav Shin Pei Aleph. The din of Rosh Hashanah, of the Hayoim, is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviews, he surveys the history of Klal Yisrael. It's a Yoim HaDin. Where are we holding in the timeline of history? How are things proceeding to reach the Shleimus of the Yoim HaGadol VaHanayra? It all started with Avraham Avinu, the one that was makir. There's a Baal Habira, there's a creator. It all started with him. And it's all going to come to an end with the Yoim HaGadol VaHanayra Eliyo HaNavi. And what is today? Hayoim. Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. And you're all standing before me in Mishpat. Avraham is standing in Mishpat. Eliyahu is standing in Mishpat, and all of us are standing in Mishpat. And we're not just standing in Mishpat, okay, what's going to be Tavshin Pei Beis? The Mishpat is a Mishpat of the entire span of Jewish history. Where are we holding in our purpose of Geula? How have we connected to our ancestors? How faithful have we been to our Mesorah? What is our trajectory going forward based upon where we're holding? The Yoyim HaDin is not just, okay, what's going to be this year? Mi Yichya, Mi Yomus, Mi Bo Eish, Mi Bamayim, Mi Bekis. That's very narrow. It's a very narrow approach to the Yoyim HaDin. The Yoyim HaDin is the big picture. It's the big picture Every single one of us fits in, every single thing in this world, especially Klal Yisrael, where it's a progress report. It's a progress report, an analysis, a recalibration of every person's role in achieving the purpose that Hashem has for the world and for every single one of us. We look at the big, big picture. It's not just the Roshim, the Shevteichem, and all of you, it's not just Atem. It's the end of the Pasuk. Mechoy Tev Eitzecha Ad She'evimecha. From the beginning of time to the end of time. Okay, another idea I want to share with you. Another idea is Atem Nitzavim. The Farshim tell us, let's put it like, put it this way. When we blow Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, when we blow Shofar, after we blow Shofar, we say a very beautiful piyut. Mevin umazin, mabit umakshiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezin,
lekolti,
but before that we say Hashem is mevin umazin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands, umazin, he listens, he's mabit. Hashem, he looks. He looks, habata means to gaze, mabit umakshiv, and listens. To what? The coil to Kiyosega, the sound of our shofar. Excuse me. What do you mean you look? You look at the sound? There's no such thing as seeing sound waves. Whoever heard of this thing, you can see sound. No one sees sound waves. No such thing. Sound is sound. There's Shemiya and there's Re'iya. Oh, but there is an exception. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. The Chol Ha'om. Royin Esakolos. At Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael was given the gift to see sound. Hashem said, Nochi Hashem Elokecha, V'chol Ha'om Royin Esakolos. Now, I don't know what that means. Okay, and I'm certain there are many, many, many commentators that really twist and turn and struggle. To
we
give
have
you
a few
some
times in the Torah that the words roe is perception.
Okay, so the basic summary of probably all of the commentators is there's you can listen to something. You can listen to a sound. But when you add the word re'ia, okay, I'm not going into any details because I don't know the details, but it means it's not just, okay, I hear you. There's a very great depth of appreciation, understanding, and analysis of what you're being told.
I see what you mean.
Okay, that's a good example.
That's why I say mevin mazin ha.
Understands mevin. When you know you listen to the radio, you listen. They tell you these reports. All right. And when you go out into the real world and you see what's really going on, it's a whole different understanding. I always remember 9/11. Okay, 20 years of 9/11. I remember that all these you would watch online. There was plenty online also then. But you watch on television, you see Ground Zero a billion times over. And if you go down, I didn't go down then because everything was locked up, but I remember listening to some politicians. They all said the same thing. These politicians, they said, I'm in Washington, we're watching on television nonstop, Ground Zero, and now here I am. I came to visit. And they all said, you cannot grasp the enormity of what happened unless you come and you literally physically see it. Oh, but I can go see it on the big screen? I can go see it on television? Yeah, but for some reason, when you see it, it's just different. If someone can describe it to you, someone can make a picture's worth 1,000 words, but seeing it with your own eyes, there's no number of words that you can use to express what you see. When you see something real, it's an entirely different perspective. Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah, when Hashem said, Onoichi, Hashem Elokecha, it wasn't, 10-10 wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world to come. Okay? It wasn't just like that. It was, they saw it. It made a very deep impact upon them. That's what Roynes HaKoyim is. Rosh Hashanah, when the Baal Tekiah, the Baal Tekiah, when he blows those sounds, those simple little basic sounds, Hashem doesn't just hear those sounds. Hashem, he sees it. He experiences where they come from. All of the pain, Agmas Nefesh, the issues that we have, Hashem says, we say in the Nusach HaTzvilah, Hashem is Mabit Umakshev. Zel Umazel. Just as we are Royim Es HaKolos, Hashem Zel Umazel. When we daven, Hashem is also Mabit Umakshev. But there's a trick. The trick is to appreciate the first words of this pasuk. Atem Nitzavim. The Baal HaTurim writes, what does it mean, Atem Nitzavim? Kiderech, the first Baal HaTurim of the parasha, Kiderech Shenemar B'Sinai, Vayisiyatzvu B'Sachte Sohar. Har Sinai Matan Torah was described with the word Nitzavim. When they were ready to receive the Torah, the term the Torah selected is Vayisyatzvu. We were then listening. And we were listening, and our shmia was a shmia begeder re'iyah b'shalom rei mesachilis. Zeh l'uma zeh. Now it's our turn. Now it's Rosh Hashanah. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem ufnei Hashem elokeichem. It's hayoim. The mitzvah hayoim is a yoim teruah. And we blow. Now it's our turn. And Hashem zeh l'uma zeh. Hashem is Mabit Umakshev. But you have to appreciate it's Zelumazeh. The more one is a partner in Matan Torah, the more you have a chelek, the more you can expect Hashem not just to listen, but to see your prayers. Zelumazeh, if the same exact term is the link between Matan Torah and the Yom Hadin, that and there's obviously a relationship. We were Roim Es HaKoyles, and Hashem is Mabit Umakshiv. But if Matan Torah is just once a year, and the rest of the year we're elsewhere, our minds and hearts are elsewhere, we can't have much expectation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mabit Umakshiv. But a chavura, like the people here and online, who every single day come and learn, every single day on Mekayim Vayisiyatzu Tachas Ohar, to not just listen to the Torah, but to be Royim Es HaKoyles of the Torah, to have a depth of appreciation of Talmud Torah, to devote half of their day to sit and learn, they're in a different league. The people here, I'm humbled to be in the presence. For me, it's, you know, for me it's fun. You know, I get to say the shir. For you, it's not fun to be bored with some of my nonsense. But to come and to devote yourself to learn, this is it's ma'avir al harayim. It's above and beyond. It's a commitment of vayis yatzvu tachas sahar al achas kama v'kama. When Rosh Hashanah, you go with din and you daven and you mishaleach the kol hashofar al achas kama v'kama, the zuchusim, the zuchuyos of the oilam here for Hashem to hear your tefillos, not just to hear your tefillos, to be mabit umakshiv, to be zoicha to royim Es HaKoyles. It's guaranteed. The koyach of your tefillos are not just the ordinary tefillos. The koyach of the tefillos of the people here, devoted to learning, davening, to coming and learn, you are from Vayisyatzu Tachas Hahar. And on the Yom Hadin, when you are given the turn to speak, it is poshut. Just as at Matan Torah, Hashem was Royim Esakoylois. When you dive in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see your tefillos, not just hear your tefillos, will see all the details and provide above and beyond your wildest expectations of bracha and nachas and good health and simcha, and give what everyone needs, all the mishalos of your heart for good. Okay, let's go to another idea.
I don't know if the Rebbe wants to speak about, but the Rebbe once mentioned about the drums.
What?
About the Avudraham's dialogue.
Yeah, we spoke about that.
The point is that this is
the Chasima.
Soy sauce.
I want to talk about that. This week is the Chasima. Okay, well, I'm completing it. If we have time, we'll come back. Yeah, I did prepare something, but we'll see if we have time for that. I want to share with you. You call me. You don't have to call me the Rav. Just call me. You call me by my name. Call me a fry. I'm not on that league. Whatever. Okay, let's now a very short idea. This idea is it resonates with me. We're gonna say on the Yomim Noraim 100 times, the Yoim Hazikaroim, the day of remembrance. The Yoim Hazikaroim, Zikaroim. Hashem, remember us, remember us. Everywhere you turn is the Yom Hazikaroim. Where is one of the first places? There's a wrench in the word Zikaron in the Torah, a couple of places in the beginning, Bereshis. But one place that's very prominent,
Noach,
by Rochel, and so it's remembered all over the place, guys. I just remember that. But one place that stands out very prominently is Yosef. Yosef, he's serving the Sar HaMashkin and the Sar HaOifin. They're in prison, they've committed a crime against humanity. They didn't take care of the food and drink of Paro Melech Mitzrayim. So he interprets their dreams and he gives a very nice, pleasant interpretation to Sar HaMashkin. And then he says to him, sir, I did you a taiva. I gave you a besura taiva. I told you very nice things about the Sar, what's going to be for you. And when you go to Paro and he restores you, don't forget about me. Zichar Tani. Let me read the words of the Pasuk. The very end of Parshas. Where is it? Nikates? No.
Vayeshev.
The very end of Vayeshev. So he says to him, Be'oid Shloishes Yomim, in 3 days, Yisof Faroes Roishach, he will consider you. He will review your case. Vahashivcha Al Kanecha, he will restore you to your position. It's a very good word, your position. Excellent. Now here come the key words. And now Yosef says, when that happens, ki im zichartani, remember me, put in a good word for me. Now, by the way, Yosef was released from prison, the zechira came on Rosh Hashanah. Chazal say, that's one of the reasons why we say Zecheli Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yosef was oimed lifnei Paro and was appointed to be the Mishneh Lemelech on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Rosh Hashanah. They ask, how can you take a haircut on Rosh Hashanah? How can you do that? But that's what it says. It says he was appointed and he was released. This was a fulfillment of Yom HaZikaron for Yosef. Kiyim Zechartani Itzecha, Kasha Yitavloch. When it's going to be good for you. Now, by the way, this is very fascinating when it says, this is an aside, we always mention here in the Shir. When you blow shofar, what sound are you producing? Mr. Marillus, what would you say? From the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, which letter in the Aleph Beis are you sounding when you blow the shofar? The Beis, the Zion, the Chof, the Pei, the Tav, Tess, the Ferish Nugumar, Tut. The Ferish Nigma, when you blow shofar, you're blowing the letter tes.
Tooting your horn.
Tut.
That's right.
The Gemara calls it a tut. Tes, vav tes. What is tes? Toiv. The first tes in the Torah is toiv. Look what he says. Kiyim zichartani iticha kaasher yitav loch. When you have a moment of toiv, you, the Sar Hamashkin, the Sar Hamashkin, when you pour the cup, you make kiddush, okay? The ayin, toiv, it's Yom Azikaron, Hashem remember us, the Zochreinu, Hashem Elokeinu, remember us, the Yom Adin. The osinso no imodi chosed, do with me chesed. Then he says a second time, lochamo. The hiskartani el parway. The oitse sanim in abayis hazeh. Ki gunoiv gunafti, I was stolen from my family. Me eretz ho ivrim. The gampo lo osisi me umo. I did nothing wrong. Ki samu osi babor. What does Rashi say? Yosef really messed up. Rashi says he really, really messed up. He should not have said the word zichartani twice. It says the end, v'loy zochar sar hamashkim es Yosef vayishkocheu. Rashi, why? What? Why not? Not fair. Rashi vayishkocheu l'achar mikan mibnei shetole bo Yosef l'zochroi huskak. Because he went, Shetolabo Yosef Lazakh, because he begged the Sar Mashkim to remember him, Huskak Lyos Osur Shte Shanim, he was remained in prison for another 2 years. Shenemar Ashragiva Shah Samasha Miftacho, Vulipon El Rohavim, does not know Rohavim, Vulipach, Al Machan, to make a long story short, Chazal elaborated upon this Rashi, and they said because he said the word Zechartani twice. He said the word Zechartani twice. You have to do your Hishtadlus. But don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. Why did you say it twice? He said, "Kim zechar tani itcha kasher yitavloch." V'yosis noimodi chosed. Done. There's no need to elaborate. You put your complete faith and confidence in a human being, and you forgot about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Of course, this is on his exalted level of spirituality, not for us today. Whatever we do is not enough. But for Yosef, on his exalted level of spirituality, to go and to say the word Zechartani twice, this is over the top, this is not proper, and therefore he was punished. That's what Chazal say. There was a delay for 2 years. This year, every year, Rosh Hashanah is Mamash Yosef. Yosef was released from prison on Rosh Hashanah. And it's called the Yom HaZikaron. We want Hashem to remember us. And we say it not twice. How many times do we say the Yom HaZikaron, Zochrein Hashem Lokeinu, Boi L'Toiva? We say that probably 20 times. I don't know. Well, there's no limit to the number of times that we ask Hashem to remember. Yosef said it more than, Yosef said it twice. Well, Yosef was putting his faith in a human being. We're putting our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We emphasize Zikaron.
That's the day, Yom
HaZikaron. Yeah. Here's the point I want to make. Yosef, he said to the Sar Mashkin, remember me twice. What was the first sentence of Zikaron? The Hiskartani El Paro, the Yotzeisim in Abayis, no, the verb, Kim Zikartani Itecha, Kasha Yitav Loch, Yosisno Imodi Choset. Remember me and do with me Chesed, kindness, Chesed. The second mention of Zechira was, I did nothing wrong. I'm a tzaddik. I did nothing wrong. V'hiskartani el paro v'yotzei sanim in abayis hazeh ki gunov gunavti v'yeretz o'ivrim v'gam polo asisi ma'uma. I'm an innocent man. There's nothing for me to confess. I have done absolutely nothing wrong. I'm a victim. That was the mistake. It's in the Pshuta Shalom Mikra is, the Pshuta Shalom Mikra is, Yosef here said he put his faith in a human being too much. He forgot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He put the emphasis in the human being. Okay, that's the Pshuta. But there's more depth to that. When you ask to be remembered, don't focus on your self-righteousness. Ein tzaddik bo'oretz asher yaseh toiv v'loy ra. When you come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Yom HaZikaron, what is the emphasis? Hashem, please do with us chesed. That's the Yom HaZikaron. Do with us chesed. Im kibonim, im ka'avodim. Chesed. Don't come to Hashem and say to Hashem, I'm a tzaddik. I have not committed any crimes. Don't say to Hashem, v'gam po, lo yosisi me'uma. You want to come with that attitude? The attitude that I'm a tzaddik? I have done nothing wrong? That type of zikaron will get you in hot water. That type of zikaron, you're going nowhere. You're only going down. Yosef HaTzadik was released from prison, from the bor in Mitzrayim on Rosh Hashanah. He was released because of a zikaron, because he told the Sar HaMashkim, Eschato Ayam Master Hayam. It's very interesting also, the irony. Well, look at the irony. When the Tsar HaMashkin 2 years later said to Yosef, said to Paro, Paro was distraught, he was having bad dreams. He didn't know what to do. We need a dream interpreter. No one can satisfy Paro. So the Tsar HaMashkin comes for, and the first thing he says, Eschato'ai ani maskir hayoy. Yosef, when he said to this very same person, remember me, he said, I didn't do an aver. I'm a tzaddik. The gampolo asisi me'uma. When the Tsar HaMashkim came to remember Yosef, he came to reject the second zikaron of Yosef. The first zikaron of Yosef was, do with me chesed. The second zikaron is, I'm a tzaddik. When the Tsar HaMashkin came to remember, when he remembered Yosef, his opening words were, I'm a sinner. I confess, the Tsar HaMashkin. But homiletically, when he's coming to confess his sins, the Tsar HaMashkin is confessing his sins, I'm a sinner. He's also saying about Yosef, Yosef, you're also a sinner. You got here for a reason. Don't say, I have done nothing. Well, he did nothing, that is true, he did nothing, but it's not the attitude you take, okay? It's not the attitude, even though you're an innocent man, but when you come to plead for mercy, you don't come and pull out, you know, display your self-righteousness, before Hashem at least. Is it not irony that the second zechira was a tzaddik? And the first words that come out of the mouth of the Tsar HaMashkin is, Eschato Ayani Maskir. It's a rejection of the second Zechira. And that is the attitude, that is what the Yom Hadin is truly all about. It is all about Chesed. A Zechira for Chesed. Okay, let me show you with another short vart before we wind down. Another short vart, and then we'll go to that Torah for a second, but the first short vart is, on the Yom Noraim, we put an enormous amount of emphasis on the Akedah. Akedah, the whole davening from beginning to end, is about the Akedah. And the Akedah, the truth is, there are two partners in the Akedah. There is Avraham Avinu, who is willing to go through with the Maisa Akedah. What about Yitzchak? Yitzchak also, he's willing to give up his life. So there are two people that get credit for the Akedah. The Zuchus of the Akedah is Avram and Yitzchak. And to a very large degree, it appears at face value to give on Rosh Hashanah more emphasis on Yitzchak. Zuchor v'seiro elifonecha es ha'akedah. It says the word the Akedah. I'm not going to the exact words. Zuchor v'seiro es Avraham Avinu es Yitzchak Benoi. We emphasize that Avraham Avinu, he was okad. He bound, tied. He tied Yitzchak on the Mizbeach. Why do we emphasize the word Akedah? So I want to just suggest this idea. What is the Nesoyin of the Akedah? There are many dimensions to the Akedah. He's willing to give up his son. There's one nekuda. Avram Avinu, he tied up this child. There is no greater pain for a parent to see his child in a matzah of being tied up. After the child leaves this world, there's grief, it's trauma, there is mourning. It's a healing process. It's over. The child is in a better place now. The child is in Shamayim. The child wouldn't want to come back. That's what Chazal tell us. That's what Chazal say. They say once a person goes to the next world, we can't even imagine the time. They don't want to come back. They don't worry about them. They're in a good place. We have the tzar. But in between, here's the point. In between the moment of leaving this world, that moment that's in the middle, that's torture. Because the child now is not in the next world. The child now is not in a matzah of menucha, of olam or emes, of tainuk. He's not there. When the child is in the akedah, he's tied up. He is in a state of trauma. And for a parent to look at that, to see that, to see their child tied up in a matzah of sakana, it's traumatic. That's the worst. That's the worst. That's the pits. After it's over, is obviously beyond belief also, but it's different. It's we have to have emunah. I mean, you know, easy to say, right? Easy to say have emunah. Easy to say, you know, it's not so easy to live with. Okay, this obviously after it's over, it's impossible. But we have to have emunah, and emunah tells us that this that Yitzchak would have been the Olam HaEmes, Tachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has Tainuk. We have to have no choice but to deal. But before that moment in time, there is nothing to work with. There is no emunah. There's nothing to work with. There is no emunah to a tool to use. At least you have a tool. Does the tool work for everyone? No, it doesn't. I'm not coming to make believe it works for everyone. But at least there's a tool you can work with. Emunah. The child now is in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden. But before that time comes, what are your tools? What are your tools to deal with this horror? There are no tools. This is the most intense moment of emunah. To see something like this, your child tied up on the mizbeach, moments away from leaving this world in that matzav, there's nothing you can deal, nothing is given to you by Chazal to deal with this situation except the most pure, pristine emunah that you could possibly that can be in this world. To go through that experience and not complain and not be bitter and to do it be'emunah shalema. On Rosh Hashanah, what are we focusing on? We're not focusing on Hashem's command. Avraham, I got news for you. Kachno es bincha es yichidcha asher ahavta es yitzhak v'lech lecha l'eretz hamoriah. That's not the focus. The focus is not dealing with the aftermath of the Akedah. That's not what we're dealing with on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you know what we're dealing with? We're dealing with the most painful moments. It's when Avram Avinu v'Sarah lifanecha es ho'akedah she'okad Avraham Avinu es binoy al hamizbeach v'chovash rachamav la'asoyis ritzoncha. We're dealing with that moment where they have no tools. There's nothing you can possibly do at that moment. That's the most frightening moment. And Avraham Avinu, he took it in stride like none other. He took those moments in stride like none other. And that's the zuchus. And the truth is, every single person on their level, some people, Rachman al-Aslan, you can't even begin to talk the tragedy they go through, the things they see. But every person is frustrated on their level. Everyone is a scale of, there's no person in this world that doesn't experience daily frustration. And they see things in front of them that are just horrible. In our limited understanding, Everyone in their situation, no one should have, Rahman Litzlan, a difficult situation, but the Metzias is everyone in their level, whether it's with Parnas, whether it's Refuah, whether it's with children, with this, now, whatever it is, and everyone is tested every single day, just like Avraham Avinu. You see things, you don't understand it, and it's happening right now, and how do I proceed and go through the moment of as it happens in the present? You have to go to Avraham Avinu. He took it in stride. He proceeded. And that is the ikur zuchus and strength that we use on Rosh Hashanah to reflect upon. That moment. Not what would have happened after. Not what happened before. That difficult moment. She'okad Avraham Avinu es Yitzhak Bino La'asoyis Ritzoyncha V'chovash Rachamov. He conquered his Rachamov La'asoyis Ritzoyncha to do what you want, Hashem. That schus is priceless. And that's a model for every single person to draw from. To draw from. And those moments that we have in our own life where we went through difficult things and we took it in stride, that for us is the biggest chus. Is as difficult things happen, to accept it and deal with it, and have a munah kodesh baruch hu, that's for us. Every person on their level, whatever it is, some more, some less, some rachman son, it's very, very, very horrifying. That is an awesome, awesome chus for everyone. To conclude, to wind down, Rav Kalman is going to share with us Levar before we conclude, before we want to share Levar. But I want to just conclude with, as Rav Mordechai Mintz mentioned, the Haftarah. The Haftarah is a beautiful Haftarah. This week is the last of the Zayin Dinechemta. After Tisha B'Av, the Churban, there are seven Haftarahs. It's like the 7 days of sitting Shiva. The Klal Yisrael, there are 7 weeks of sitting Shiva. For the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and this week we get up from Shiva.
Zayin de Nechemosa.
Zayin de Nechemosa, not the Nechemta? The Vel says Zayin de Nechemta. The Nechemosa, okay. Zayin de
Nechemosa.
Okay, 7 weeks of Nechama. This Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, we get up from sitting Shiva. And the way you tell Klal Yisrael it's time to get up is with the words of the Haftarah, sois osis. The words reflect the Chasam Kala, it's all focused on the Mashal of the Chasam Kala, and the words, sois osis, we'll turn to the page. Okay, sois osis ba Hashem. I rejoice in Hashem, togel nafshi, my soul rejoices belokai, ki hil bishani big de yesha, Hashem has dressed me, he's taken off our clothing of mourning, he's put upon us new, fresh clothing that are not ripped. The big deyesha ami'il tzedoko yotani kechoson yichahein pe'er v'chakalot tadechele. Just the choson is adorned, is dressed in beauty and splendor, and a kala is also beautified with ornaments, different types of jewelry and ornaments. This is the way Hashem says to Klal Yisrael this week, it's time to get up from sitting Shiva. The Haftarah goes on to describe all the beautiful brachas le'asalavai. It describes the revenge Hashem will exact on our enemies, Edom, who has destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in very graphic terms. And towards the end of the Haftarah, what Hashem will do to Edom, who destroyed the, who persecuted Klal Yisrael for over 2,000 years, the horrors are not to be believed. And then at the end is very relevant. The year is over, and you know, there's a lot of talk about Klala and all the tsaris, and we have everyone, Rahman al-San, has their share. The corona has really destroyed the world in many ways, and there's a lot to complain about. There really is. There's a lot to complain and be bitter about, but yet, the very last thing we read, the year is over, is the Navi reminds us, Yeah, I know, you have a lot, long laundry list of complaints. But don't forget the last psukim are Chastei Hashem Azkir. It's been a long year. And Hashem did a lot of good for you also. The fact that we're still here, we're all survivors. This disease could have wiped out the whole world. The fact that we're still here is a miracle. Make no mistake about it. And Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave us technology to learn, and to this, and to this. The economy is still going. Baruch Hashem, the government, there are things that work. The lights are still on, Baruch Hashem. Don't forget the good. Don't come into the Yomim Noram bitter with complaints and everything is no good. Chasdei Hashem Azkir. The Navi says, Yeshaya says, leave the year on a good note. A note of thank you. Thank you, Hashem. Chasdei Hashem Azkir. Tehilois Hashem. Ke'al kol asher gimolanu Hashem. Hashem, you have been so good to us. So much chesed, so much to thank you for. Don't forget that when you go into the new year. V'rav tuv leveis Yisrael asher gimolam kerachamav ucheroiv chasadav. Okay, there's a lot to be said about that. Last thing, in this week's parasha, it talks about the toichacha. Rashi says, in the Teicha, it talks about, there's a lot of Teicha in Parashas Nitzavim, and he mentions the Teicha, Rashi mentioned in passing, the Teicha in Parashas Bichul Kosai. And in Parashas Kisava. And Rashi says in Kisava there are 98 curses, and in Parashas Bichul Kosai there are 49 curses. Now, that struck me, that Rashi is a very important Rashi, because the Rashi is Rashi, Rashi is Rabban Shel Yisrael. But the Baal HaTurim, there are different ways to calculate the curses in Parshas Bichul Kosai. And the Baal HaTurim has a different calculation, and he says, as a matter of fact, there are 45 curses in Parshas Bichul Kosai. And there are 98 in Parashas Kisava for a grand total of 143. What is the significance of the number 143? The Baal HaTurim goes on to say in his calculation, 45, not 49, he says 45. That's his calculation. Then where's the calculation of the curses? 45 and 98 for 143. What's the significance? Because the very next parish in Parashas Bichul Kosai is the parsha of Arochin. If a person wants to give a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, you give the value. Every single person has a value. Every single person, their life, the Erech of Chayim, their value of their life has a value from 30 years, days old until 5 years, boy and girl. From 5 years old until 20 years old, male and female. From 20 to 60. Male and female, from 60 and above. Every single person is given an erech, a value. And if a person says, I want to give a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, I want to give my erech, my value. So the Torah tells you how much you give for the erech. The Baal HaTurim says, if you add up every single value from the 30-day-old boy and girl, and then the 30 days, and to 5 years old, and 5 to 20, and 20 to 60. You add up every single number that the Torah gives the value of life. You know what the total sum is? 143. Exactly the same number of curses. The combination of curses of the Teichacha of Parshas Kisavoy and the Teich of Parshas Bichul Kosai. And therefore, ze lu'umaze. What is the Baal HaTurim saying? He's saying something that is so relevant for Rosh Hashanah. The most important prayer that we ask for 1,000 times, Zochreinu L'chayim, life. Life has value. When you go to a doctor, the first thing you have to ask the doctor, is, does this doctor really value my life? Unfortunately, some institutes of medicine, life is not worth anything. It's just statistics. That's all it is. Who cares? This, that, you're just an experiment for some people. You have to ask yourself when you go to a doctor, does this doctor really care about the value of my life? If he does, you bet he's a good doctor. Stick with him. If he doesn't, then you get out of there. Because if he doesn't value you, you're in a matzav of sakana. Someone has to care about you. Your life has to be important. There are, in this world, there's a lot of problems. There are curses. 143 klolas in this world. You know what the antidote to klola is? The value of life. The value of life, the total sum value of life, the erich value of every living creature, male, female, from the time they're born until they leave this world, has value. And if you appreciate that value, the erich of chayim, it knocks out all the klolos. You only have brach. Ye mahapich klolo levrach. Zochreinu l'chayim. The most important thing that we pray for on the Yomim Noraim is that we should value life. Not just Hashem give us life. Zochreinu, remember us, Hashem, that life should be valuable. Life shouldn't just be, you know, statistics. How many die from this, die from this, die from this? How many people are just a burden to society? They're eating up all of the money of the insurance companies. They have to pay out billions of joints.
We say, don't be a statistic.
Zochreinu, when we mispalel to Hashem, we mispalel that in the world, it's not just a Yom Hadin for us, a Yom Hadin for the entire world. You get a sense, I don't know about you, but you get a sense over this horrible era of COVID that they're different. It comes out that different types of people have a very different value of life. Everyone has a very different reaction, both amongst us, amongst the goyim, and the politicians. Everyone, you take away, how much do you value life? Is life worth living? Is it really worth living? Is it important? Come to a certain age in life, is at that point in time, is it really worth living anymore? What's life all about anyway? This, you know, they talk about now abortion now all in the news and this and that. Everyone has different ideas. Everyone's throwing around words. Everyone is screaming. Mikotze el akotze, from a fetus in the mother's womb all the way to end of life, someone who's in a nursing home, 100 years old in a nursing home. What value is there in their life? Tough questions. These are very tough questions. Tough questions in halacha and society. Torah told us, the Nusach HaTfilah, Zochreinu L'chayim. Life should have value. And if life has value, if the Erech HaChayim has value, the total sum of the Erech HaChayim is 143. That knocks out. Cancels 143 clothes. It's Zelu Umazeh. Okay, before I say my last words, my concluding sentence, Rav Kalman has a vart. Rav Kalman will say, you want to say, say the vart. Rav Kalman has a vart.
Okay, it says,
Naftara.
In this Haftara. So, I was looking at Kama Milim. Fkadeti, Shomrim, what is that? What is this shomrim? Matai ze yavo. He knew exactly
Mitzape. When it will come. Beautiful.
What we are all the Jews, we know that the Geula will come. We know how the Geula will come. First Mashiach ben Yosef, and then Eliyahu, and then Mashiach ben David, and we know what's going to happen. Matai? I don't know. We're waiting. Ifkadeti nilashon pakod ifkod Elokim etchem. Bemitzrayim the key word of Geula, Pakod. As אנחנו יודעים, we know that it's going to happen. When כל היום וכל הלילה, the galut is יום ולילה. Sometimes we have very bad times, like the Shoah and so forth, and we have some good times, like we have here.
כל היום ולילה.
We are waiting.
Beautiful.
בסוף של דבר אנחנו נקבל את הגאולה.
Beautiful, beautiful.
When? כל אלה שמחכים.
Beautiful. Ashakayach. So, Rabbi, I want to wish everyone here a ksiva, a chasima toiva, a gugu ben shiar, a shana toiva umesuka, a sweet year with excellent health, success, nachas, barucha. The year, the coming year, you should live out your dreams beyond your wildest expectations. And we should witness only good news by every single one, the Chlal, the Prat, Chlal Yisrael, Yeshua is for us, for the world at large, and we should, of course, be zoche to see in our lifetimes the coming of Mashiach, b'mheira v'yameinu, amen. 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 Amen.